Well, sport is about survival. And our next guest has done that for a very, very long time. And now she's one of the stars of the Champions team on the Network 10 series of Survivor. I was a big fan of her on the slopes and now big fan of her on the deserted island. Lydia Lassila joins us on the line. G'day, Lydia.
Good morning, guys. Nice segue.
Nice segue indeed.
What's the biggest challenge?
In Survivor or in life?
Well, for both your dip, you know, from what you did, the aerials on the snow to trying to survive on an island. What's the challenges like?
I don't know. I don't think I had to come back from so many hits, you know, on the island on a daily basis, and it was fairly short lived compared to a 20-year career in pounding myself on the slope. So, look, it wasn't an easy experience. Neither were, but super fun.
What about when you're on the island and you're playing? Yeah, you know, we talk about the physical aspects, and then there's that social game as well. We saw you're in good shape. You did well with the physical challenges. How did you go on that mental side? Because that must have been the most difficult part of it.
I struggle socially in any circumstance. I kind of say what I think straight away, which can sometimes get me into trouble. And you know, if someone's annoying me, I just don't talk to them. So that's a bit of a weakness for me, and especially taking it to the islands, I just kind of call it out how it is. Which is difficult when you've got, you know, 24 completely different personalities all going for one title. And it's not just about physical challenges. However, the challenges are very physical. So, you know, you've got to navigate through and all those personalities and the twists of the game. I think that's pretty hard as well, just dealing with the unexpected turns that you get.
Why the challenge? Is it because you were that competitive nature, you know, doing your aerials? Was it a case of, I need a challenge again?
I was recently retired. I mean, this February, I stopped, you know, my last Olympic campaign, my fifth Olympics, and so I got asked to go on the show before the Olympics, I think in November, and I said no. You know, I've been away a lot. I've got to kind of be home with the kids, and I didn't tell my hubby. And eventually, a couple of months later, I said, I said no to Survivor, and he flipped out. You're what? You're crazy? Because we both love the show, and yeah, always thought, oh, how cool would it be to do, but never applied. So I kind of flipped. That was my first time of flipping, and socially, I suppose, and told them, yep, I'll have a crack.
Now, at the moment, all we can see is that you're travelling really well on the program. You seem to have struck up a good relationship as well with Matt Rogers, who we were lucky enough to chat with last week, Lydia. Two champs, which is terrific, but eventually everyone has to turn on each other, don't they?
They do. You've got to make decisions. And it's a game, so that's kind of something that you've always keep in the back of your mind. Although, you know, it does hurt at the time. Every tribal council hurts. You're ending someone's, you know, game right there, and it's not fun. Well, some was fun. Russell was fun. But it's difficult. But it is what we all signed up for too, and everyone knows that.
Now, one of my nicknames through my playing career was known as MASH, because I can rehash a story. It's like the old rerun. Who was the most outspoken in the Champions tribe to remind themselves of what they did throughout their career?
Oh, Matty Rogers, for sure.
Tip him in beautifully.
He loves talking about himself. No, I'm joking. He's got some great stories. Like, so we were all just like, Matty, come on, more stories. Telling us about
some great stories.
I think he stole a spoon with the Queen or something.
Yes, that's right.
You know, so he had some really good ones. So I'd have to say he had great stories. Samuel Hinton was the funniest by far. Mm. Like, he just had us all in stitches, and I don't think you quite get that on the show yet.
He's the mathematical guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh man, he's funny. And yeah, just at night time when the sun went down, you know, the Sam show would come out, and because he's so smart, he can't switch off like we all do, all of us dumb jocks. So it takes him a while to wind down, and so Sam would just be on fire.
I love the one the other day. I love the other one the other day when Rat or Matt Rogers asked him, what's on the shirt? Why have you got cats on a pizza on a wave? And he goes, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's cats on a wave on a pizza.
Yeah.
And I reckon that would keep you in stitches.
Yeah.
But that was him all day, you know, and just, yeah, super fun, super hilarious guy and very clever.
Lydia, five, lucky enough to be chatting with Lydia Lassiter as well, five Olympic Games, and you mentioned only retired February this year. What's the future? Do you get involved with our ski program? I mean, our Winter Olympics is getting more and more high profile. Do you stay involved? Are you keen to coach or give back? What's on the agenda?
Yeah, so I mentor quite a few athletes. I'm not coaching just because of the nature of it. You've got to be away 10 months of the year, so I'm not signing up to that right now.
Sure.
But really happy to be involved in the high performance programming side of things, helping out athletes wherever I can and making sure that their path was a bit more streamlined than mine, you know, and then making it more efficient. I really personally want to be able to develop facilities here in Australia. So I've been working on a couple, one of them up in Brisbane, an aerial skiing and freestyle facility. So, yeah, that's something like that would be amazing to be able to give back in that way and provide facilities for the next gen to be able to train at home rather than being shipped off overseas for 10 months of the year.
Do you like your event was, I suppose, a traditional event along with sort of something like the downhill and the slaloms, that kind of stuff. Are you happy with the introduction of sort of the X Games factor in events? And do they need to branch out even more in that Olympic regime?
Look, I love the traditional events, but I think it's important to introduce, you know, the newer events. I mean, back in the day, freestyle, my sport, was a cool event, a new event, you know, it was introduced in the late 80s as a demonstration event in the Calgary Olympics. So everything evolves, everything changes, and I think you do have to cater for what the masses are doing at the time. So if kids are, you know, sliding around on rails and jumping in parks at the snow, then you've got to cater for that and have that as an Olympic event. And who doesn't want to go in the Olympics? You know, everyone puts their hand up for that. So I think as long as the quality of the competition is premium and the athletes are exceptional, which they are, I think it's a great show.
Lydia, enjoying your efforts on Survivor currently, and we've enjoyed your career over five Olympic Games as well. I know you can't give away the results, so good luck and thanks for joining us and giving us an insight.
Well, thanks. It's my pleasure.